Bonded Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome, welcome to your show. Welcome. Do we have a show for you tonight? Yes, we do. Before we get started, let me introduce you to players tonight. We got some players for you tonight. Yes, we do. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do. That's if your fingers are working. You have to push the buttons. 407-894-1680. Did I say that nice and slow? 407-894-1680. To my right, we have my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I think I am. Am I here?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the January 19th, 2020 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my left, we have my other co-host, Big Dave, Dave Hildebrand. David, you there?
Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year. It took this long to finally get around to saying Happy New Year to
That's
everybody.
Right.
So it's good to be back. It's been a whole year, you know.
That's right, Dave.
And behind the scenes, which Dave and I can't see, behind the glass, we have, what's his name? His name is Big Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw. He's coming over by the train.
Captain
All
Chris.
All aboard. Welcome.
And welcome, mister. Welcome. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Hey, Dave, you're supposed to be singing with me.
He's playing his own music.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear how the song goes here.
It's your birthday, Shawty. That's all it's saying.
There you go. I like it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chris. Happy birthday to you and many more. How about that?
That was cool, David.
That was good, David.
Thank you.
I was underwater there for a second.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's a year older tomorrow.
Right, a whole year older tomorrow.
Another trip around the sun for Chris Shaw.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
You know, before we get started tonight, I got to give a big shout out. And I would like everybody, let's just say, Maddie Hickson's not feeling too good. And she's one of our longest listeners. And we love her.
Oh, Maddie.
Maddie Hickson is not feeling too well. And we want her to get well soon.
We're
Maddie,
good vibes
we love
to you,
you,
Maddie.
And we want you to get well. And please, everybody give a prayer for Maddie. Please, everybody pray for Maddie. Please.
Get feeling
Maddie,
better, Maddie.
And Maddie, get well. Get well
That's
soon.
True. She's been listening since.
Maddie's been with us a long,
long
time.
Our other show
long
she listened time. To, yep, Blind yep, Matters.
We will be thinking of you for sure.
So I have one shout out. I have a shout out to David Steele, who lives in Baltimore, and David is a poet who just happens to be blind.
And he just
so
knows
we'll
it.
So we'll be learning more
He's
about
He's a poet that knows it.
Yeah, and you don't poet and you don't know it. But big shout out to David Steele in Baltimore, and I'm sure we'll be talking to him in the near future.
Hey, David.
Mm-hmm. He's a blind poet.
Yep.
Very to cool. be or not to be.
There I'd like go. To hear some of his stuff. That sounds
That is the question.
Interesting.
We'll try to get
David,
him on the show.
David, the poet.
The show.
Cool.
See, there it is right there.
You're not listening to Chris. He's doing his
And for these people that are just tuning in for the first time, that don't even know what they're listening to,
no, I don't know what
you
I'm
are listening to a show that we say we're the bridge between the blind folks and the sighted folks.
Where have you been, doggone it? You should have been listening all along.
You missed some good shows. You missed some good shows. By the way, you don't have to miss them. We have a website. Mm-hmm. They're all over 200. Yeah, over 200.
If you can't sleep, you know, you're up at like at 2 or 3 in the morning.
You know, some people thought we wouldn't be on one day. Yeah, that's true.
Somebody we proved them wrong.
Gary, that they were lucky to be on one day. Here we're going to be on April 1st. We'll be on April 5 years.
I think that was Patty Ann that said that. Many
I'm not
ago.
Saying who it was.
It wasn't
not
Patty?
Saying, no.
Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But here we are, doggone it.
Over 200 and some shows. You can listen to our website. Go to our website. Pull up blindandbeyondradioshow.org. They're all there, all 200. Well, I shouldn't say that. We missed a couple from the hurricanes. They're missing a couple. That's all. Over 200 and some there. Yep.
And some entertaining stuff, seriously. I mean, you know, there's nothing
on
TV.
Not all the shows were not so good. Some were very good. Yeah, even the ones with David were on. They were good shows.
Yeah, they weren't too bad, right? You know?
A lot of them, David's playing his guitar.
Yeah. There you go. It's true.
Yeah. Even on our Facebook
People
page,
say, what I kind of show do you have? I always say it's a variety show where people are singing. And we have trivia. We have people calling in. We're talking about you folks. Maybe you'll call in. Who knows? Maybe you'll call in. People call in.
Oh, they're calling
talk,
in.
Ask us questions. You know, I have to tell you something, folks. David and I were talking something before we started the show. David, let's talk about that.
Well, you have
you ever got called for jury duty? David brought something up.
Yeah. I would love to hear from the blind as well as sighted people out there about jury duty, because I would be interested to see if you've been called in for jury duty, if you actually went, and what your experiences were. Basically, nowadays, blind people are not supposed to be excluded strictly because of their vision, and there's certainly ways of being able to make things accessible where a blind person could be a very viable juror. And certainly they can't exclude a group of people like a blind, a large group like blind people for a jury, because the important thing is to have that variety, that cross-section of experiences. And it's not, you're not a juror on your own. You're in a group. It's a collaborative group of people discussing, deciding who, if someone is guilty or not. So, anyway, I was called into jury duty, and the defense attorney was not too happy with me right off the bat. They knew they were going to have to deal with a blind person. You could tell he had a little bit of an attitude. So, he kind of gave me a hard time at the beginning. He said, I noticed that white stick. I assume you're not going to be able to read what's on the light board. There was a forgery case. And so so I explained to them, well, the white stick is we call that a cane. And no, I will not be able to see what's on the board, but most people on the jury wouldn't be able to be forgery experts either. So we obviously didn't hit it off right off the bat. And I knew I was going to probably be kicked off the jury, but I would be anxious to find out others.
Somebody kicked you off of jury duty?
Yeah, can you believe that?
What were they thinking?
Yeah, I know. I could have been a great jury guy for him.
407-894-1680. If you had any, let's just say, experience with anything, jury duty. I'll tell you one that I told you a couple years back, well, probably more than 3-4 years ago. I went to go visit a relative who was in jail. And I flew from Florida to Texas. And I had a problem getting in the prison. Why? Because you have to sign in. Well, I couldn't sign in. I couldn't see nothing. And the people behind the desk wouldn't help me. And they were in charge. And they said, well, we don't have time to help you. And you have to fill out a form. And since you can't fill it out, you can't come in. I said, I came all this way from Florida. And this is Texas. Nobody would help me? Well, as it was, one of the people visiting one of their relatives going to the prison helped me fill out the forms. But you know, I was just saying something else. Have you ever gone to a doctor's office and the first thing they say, you have to sign in?
Sure.
You know, they make people sign in. And I always say, I'm sorry, I can't sign in. Can you sign it for me, I always say. So.
Yeah, that would be tough.
If you have any thoughts or experience, give us a call. I'd like to hear what your thoughts are about what we're talking about. 407-894-1680.
Yeah, especially with jury duty. I would be anxious to find out what people have found, because it's up to the judge if they want to try to make an effort or not. But we'll be back in a couple minutes,
because I think
we got a break coming up.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. And Gene, don't go away. We'll get you on the other side of the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there. I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call
today. You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we are back. We are. We are Blind and Beyond. That's right. We are Blind and Beyond. We have Eugene right now coming through from... Where are you coming from,
Clearwater.
Eugene? Where are you coming from?
Clearwater.
No kidding.
Hi, Eugene.
All the way from Clearwater, Florida. So what do you got to say? What do you have to say there from Clearwater?
I was called twice for jury duty. And the first time I got the application and I got it filled out and sent it back in. And the state's attorney's office basically told me that I didn't have to come based on two things. One, I'm a retired law enforcement, and usually the defense counsels don't like having retired law enforcement people on their jury. Also, the second one, the state's attorney's office wasn't too keen on me being possible on the jury because it would give something for the defense counsel to use for a mistrial if it was the fact that I couldn't see evidence that was presented to make a decision on a judgment.
Right.
So I've been where I don't have to go to jury duty anymore.
How long ago was that that you...
The first one was about 6 years ago, and the second one was about 2 years ago.
Gotcha.
And guess, I just thought of something. They won't call me anymore because once you're over 70, they don't call you anymore.
I mean, truthfully, Eugene, there's a lot of sighted people are happy to not.
I can barely hear you, Dave.
Maybe my microphone's not turned up here, but yeah.
No, now I hear it.
Yeah, I think a lot of sighted people are happy to not have to go to jury duty, but it is one of the ways that we truly can participate in the system aside from voting. That's the one other way that you can really, be part of the system. And so I wanted to give it a try. And I think nowadays, they can't officially exclude you, but they can find ways of just like employment, they can't not hire you because you're blind, but they can find some other reason to not hire you. And unfortunately, that's what happens in the court system too. So,
and now the first time, also they were calling me. I didn't have any transportation from my house to the courthouse, and they said, "Well, take a cab." And I said, "Oh, okay, I'm gonna take a cab. It's gonna run me $25 to get there. And you're gonna pay me $15 for being there for the jury for one day, and then I got to spend another $25 to get back home." I said, "That ain't right." And they said, "Well, sorry about that."
Well, now I think in Seminole County, I believe I received something at one point, maybe a year or so ago, that said essentially you can sign this and you won't be bothered for jury duty again. Which is fine with me. I was more than willing to give it a try, but when I had that one somewhat unpleasant experience, I was happy to pass on it. Let somebody else go for it,
But we have another caller. Thank you for calling in, Gene.
That's all right.
Good to talk to you, Gene. Happy New Year, man.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right.
We have a caller right now calling in from Boca Raton. His name is, what is his name anyway? What's his name? What is his name? His call name is Nigel. Nigel.
He turned down his radio.
Good evening, y'all.
Hi, Nigel.
Hey, what's cooking, Nigel?
Nigel from Boca Raton.
Fashionable Boca.
Yes. I firstly, before I give my jury duty report, I want to give a special shout out to a dear friend, Jasmine, who begins work at Island Jack's a week from tomorrow. She's going to be a hostess.
All right.
Say congratulations to her.
Is she vision impaired?
Congratulations. No, but her mother and her stepfather are.
Oh, okay.
Well, way to go, Jasmine.
She's, I believe, listening to us tonight, but her mom and her stepdad aren't. It's a kind of interesting irony because she's sighted, and yet she's listening to the Blind and Beyond radio program, which is a great thing.
So why are you calling in, Nigel? Why are you calling in besides saying hello?
Okay. It's very timely and very appropriate that you brought up this question about the jury duty because I was summoned for jury duty week before last, Tuesday, January the 7th.
That is something.
And it's kind of interesting because my friend and neighbor who helped me go through my mail, we didn't discover the jury duty summons until the Saturday night before I was supposed to show up.
Oops.
So it's because of that that I'm not calling you from the jailhouse right now. So anyhow.
We would have come and visited you once a week. Don't worry.
Well, what happened is, so I called in the Monday night before to make sure that I was scheduled to appear, and sure enough, I was. So I came in on Tuesday the 7th, and they were like, what's this guy all about? He's blind. Why are you here? Their first intent was to send me right back home and exempt me from, permanently exempt me from jury duty. And I'm like, why? Because I'm blind? No, I don't think so. I didn't come all the way from Boca to serve just to be sent back home. And they were very, very accommodating. They switched their whole attitude. They were like, okay, you're wanting to serve, so we will let you serve. And let me tell you guys, they were so very, very accommodating and nice to me the rest of the day. And in fact, whilst I was there, they introduced me to Don Grashik, who is a visually impaired vendor who has a BEP facility on the site there at the courthouse. So I spent most of the day talking with him and learning about the BBE, which is now called the BBE program, which used to be the BEP program. blind vendors. And he himself, as I said, is visually impaired. He is 65 and not even close to being ready to retire, and he's got a facility there on site.
Well, how good for him.
So how long were you on jury duty, Nigel?
Does he serve coffee?
Okay,
Does he serve coffee?
So here's what... Let me tell you, I'm sorry, what about... Oh, I didn't have any white... They didn't have any white cane coffee on the site, but Larry McDowell, when I told him the story the next day, he wants me to promote the white cane coffee to Mr. Graczyk and have him order some packs, and the Braille Club will give him a dollar for every... let him keep back every dollar for every five that he brings in for the white cane coffee. But he, I think, knows about the white cane coffee because I think I did mention it to him.
So what happened but here's, with jury duty?
Okay, so here's what happens. They're calling every, you know, all these people in. There's several instances where people are being called in by the, you know, and we're in a place where we can hear the PA system. And at one point, I heard my name called. So I said, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to get to go home. I guess I'm going to have to serve, which is fine. But I was afraid that I wouldn't, you know, that I'd be called in the next day and would have to miss the Braille Club meeting. Anyway, so Don Graczyk led me over to where I was supposed to go. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm being called in. And then the lady says to us all, a bunch of us who are here, is Nigel here? Yeah, he's here. Okay, so everybody's here. Got some good news for you. You're all being excused for the rest of the day. Apparently the judge... cancel the trial. I guess they settled out of court. So I got to go home early.
Which happens a lot. I mean, I would say, you know, a large majority of stuff gets handled out of court, which is good, you know, probably for a lot of people, saving money, time, and everything else. So,
yeah.
So but you went through the system anyway, which is good.
Yes.
Well, thanks
absolutely.
For calling in. Thanks for calling in. We've got to go to trivia.
No,
thank
Chris
you.
All right, we'll see you. All right, guys. God bless.
Yeah, God bless.
Good to talk to you, man.
Thanks for calling in.
Right, thank you.
Yeah. So there you go, David. Somebody
there you go, David. See?
That's cool. Well, and I'm sure there are plenty more.
We'd like to hear from you folks after the trivia. Call in.
Yep. In
7-894-1680.
I was reading that up in Massachusetts, they had a case where... a fella had been injured, and he expected to receive some money. Well, he didn't get it, and he tried to have the case retried again because there was a blind guy on the jury. Well, it went all the way up to their highest court in Massachusetts, and basically they said that you have to assume that a blind person is competent when they are you know, brought in as a juror. After going through the basic screenings, and that they should be able to be as good of a juror as anybody else. In some cases, a blind person may be listening to the sincerity of a voice, where other people in the jury might be looking at their movements and stuff in a particular case. So being blind could actually help a jury in some cases. So it's just...
Okay, we want to go now to trivia time.
Topic, trivia time.
I want to know where he was.
407.
Where were you, Chris?
He was in the production room.
What?
Oh,
keep
me?
Talking, David.
I must have some kind of weird little intermittent thing going on there.
Okay. Are we ready for trivia? 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Let's go, trivia. Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song?
Here's your song, David.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright.
This is one of the more difficult ones, I must admit, because it's a very popular song, but I think this is a one-hit wonder by these guys. So for those who are into the 70s trivia, somebody will come up with it, I'm sure.
Went into the 70s.
Yeah.
Ooh, almost in my back. Territory. Almost in my territory.
Almost. Not quite. Oh, you've got a caller, David.
Someone's calling already. I'm hoping this is somebody that is familiar. The phones are ringing off the hook already.
I don't know
Chris is juggling.
Hook. I don't know about off the hook.
Mm, he's getting them.
Trust me. I feel good about it.
Do you?
I think our friend from British Columbia might call in.
I'm thinking North Carolina.
Okay, well, we'll
I'm
see.
I'm guessing North Carolina.
Either way, I feel someone's going to guess.
Oh my
God. My trivia.
He's got one after the other.
There you go. They're lining up. They know that we're giving out the killer prizes, so I will be anxious to see who gets it. If anyone, but I feel confident.
Oh, I do too.
But yeah, the one-hit wonders are a little more difficult. I try to make them easy, but
did you ever sing this song in any of your gigs, Dave?
Only 2 days ago.
Oh, that's why it was on your mind.
I had never played it, and someone wanted an extra, was asking me to play a song at the end of the night. Uh-huh. I'd already finished up. And can you play one more?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I said, sure. And I thought, real quick, pull something, a rabbit out of the hat. And so that was the song I tried.
Okay, Chris wants to speak
up. All right,
up.
So we're going to take a trip, and we're going to go down south, I-95 southbound. We're going to take our first visit into Boca Raton, then our next two visits are coming from Delray Beach, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, without further ado, let me introduce to you the one, the only, the fabulous Miss Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Michelle.
Good evening,
Hi.
Michelle.
And Michelle.
How are you?
Okay, so who do you think is singing the song, Michelle?
Well, I can't hear you.
Who do you think is singing that song, Michelle?
One minute to break, Michael.
Dean Harvard.
You are right. The first.
Is she right?
The first person to guess. Michelle.
You know who I'm with? Right. I'm with Nigel.
Michelle, thank you so much. You bailed me out there. That was great.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay.
All right.
Nice.
Leave your name. Hold on.
Bless you guys.
Off the air. Give your name so we can send your $10 gift card.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. That was awesome.
Enjoy Subway.
It's really something.
I think I'm going there right after the show tonight, in fact.
They're gonna let you in.
I'm sitting with Nigel, you know that.
Are you?
You're sitting with who?
Nigel. Oh, Rickard.
Nice. Did Nigel help you?
He's a bunny, man.
But did he give you the answer or no?
No, I knew it all along.
I had a feeling you might. Well, I'm glad.
We went to the same college together, US.
No kidding. Ooh,
go Gators. Gators. All right.
That's
I'm a big Gator fan.
Well, hold on, Michelle.
Good.
And Chris will take
I was a
your
full scholarship basketball player.
No way. Good for you. That's
all right,
cool.
Michelle. Hold on one moment, all right? I'll be right with you in one moment, all right?
Don't touch that dial, Michelle.
Go to break.
All right. Yep, it's time to go to break. We had the other two callers hung up, and then we had another caller to call in from Altamont Springs. They said, man, I missed it.
Wow. Oh, man.
Miss Sophia from Altamont Springs said, I got the answer. You want to talk
late.
To her before? Too late? You want to talk to her before we go into break?
Well, we got the answer.
Oh, we did. Okay.
We already got. But Sophia, call back anyway after the break. I'd love to talk to you.
Hi, Sophia.
Anybody call back later.
We'll play another trivia, Sophia. You can call back.
Then call back just to chat.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We shall be right back.
Don't touch that dial. We mean it.
Live Beyond Radio Show.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently. thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I work for Metrolina Association for the Blind, located in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you or a family member experiencing vision loss? No worries, MAB has you covered. Take one of our group or individualized training classes. Assistive technology, orientation mobility, independent living skills, and several more to choose from. Visit www.mabnc.org or give one of our friendly staff members a call at 704-887-5102. MAB and our life-changing programs are here for you.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired one menu at a time.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com. Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
back. This is your host, Michael. Phone number 407-894-1680. We're live from Orlando, Florida. That's where we're talking to you from, Orlando. And if you're not in Florida, well, I feel bad because it's really nice and warm here. I understand. And if you're up north, it's cold.
We only got a day, though. It's going to get colder, I think, tomorrow and Tuesday.
It was 25 degrees up in Pennsylvania. It's 25 up there. It's snowing.
Yeah, we'll never reach that. But
time for trivia. Now, listen, folks. This trivia song is very interesting, especially for tonight, because...
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't.
What
don't.
Are you gonna say?
Don't know. I know exactly where you're going. Everybody, let it sink in for a minute, Mike. It's been over 50 years.
Well, let me put it this way to you. If my team, the Philadelphia Eagles, couldn't win, then I wanted this team to go to the Super Bowl because the coach used to be with the Eagles, Andy Reid, and I wanted him to go.
He's a nice guy, too.
He's a real cool cat.
Nice guy.
A real cool
cat. Here's
the
song. Very quiet. With number one song, who is singing this song? Who is singing the song? Number one song. Who's singing this song?
Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
You're going to the Super Bowl. Kansas City's going to the Super Bowl.
Kansas City, here I come.
Yeah, they're going to the Super Bowl. 407-894-1680. Who's singing
there
it?
And I'm going to get me one. I'm going to be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond.
Okay.
Can you imagine those fans and they're going to be playing this song? And
407-894-1680.
Great time, the bleachers, in the stands.
You in Philadelphia.
Do you know where 12th Street and Vine is?
No clue.
Oh.
But in Philadelphia.
Somebody's called in already.
Who's on the line?
All right, so he called back. He said, I got this, and I know I'm first. He said he had this thing on speed dial. That's how good he knows this song right here.
Who is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, let me present to you one of the king of rock and roll himself, Howie, everybody from Delray Beach. Howie, what's going on?
He hasn't won the last 30 days?
Nah.
Hey, Howie.
Time's a flying.
Howie.
Uh-oh. Wait, that's on me. That's on me. Howie, how you doing?
No. Press that other button there. There you go.
Yeah, I had to push the
Howie.
Other button.
Hi, Howie.
Hey, Howie.
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody?
Happy New Year, Howie.
How you doing?
That's my question tonight. When do you stop saying Happy New Year?
Never.
February 1st.
No, I say March.
March? You did he say sure. When do you stop? Or
yeah.
When do you stop?
Oh.
I say you got to still march it in March.
I say just January.
When do people take down the Christmas street lights?
I try to milk it as long as I can, to be honest with you.
Well, somebody said to me, you stop saying it when you stop writing 2019 on your checks.
There you go. Well, it might be a while then.
All right, that was Wilbert Harrison.
Oh, you're right.
Holy cow.
You are right.
He's an oldies man.
How did you pull that one out?
You must be an oldie man. You must be an oldie goodie man.
Oldie but a goodie. Yep.
Wilbert Harrison, the only hit song you ever had, number one song.
Unreal, but it was a big one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something about that song. It was really funny. We distributed that song in the Mid-Atlantic states. My parents did. And the owner of the label that Kansas City was on, this label was on, we couldn't break it in Philly. When you play the record on the radio and nobody goes to buy it, that's called not breaking it. So what happened was we were that area, we were almost going to lose it. They were going to take away the record company was going to take it away from us because we couldn't break it. Finally, we got her on the Dick Clark Show, American Bandstand, and he broke it. So that's when Kansas City became number one song. Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway. We'll send you out a gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway.
Have a great night and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks,
there.
Enjoy Subway.
That's funny.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The only song Wilbert Harrison ever had. Well, I shouldn't say that. He had other songs, but the only big hit he ever had. Number one song.
I didn't get a chance to ask Howie if he'd ever been called into jury duty.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you put that out there?
Yeah, Howie. David,
maybe anybody else. We have plenty of time.
Exactly. Anybody else out there that's blind or not blind?
Hey, I got one. I don't know the answer to this. I do not know the answer to this. If anybody, I was listening to a show today. Listen to this. The question was, and I didn't know it, the answer. The question was, besides a human being, how many animals have chins? Which animal had a chin? Now, somebody said to me, every animal has a chin. But that's, I don't believe
that. I don't know.
They said, the question was, besides the human, of the animal.
A kangaroo? I don't know.
I thought maybe the ape or the monkey.
Oh, right. Well, no, they're.
What? A chin. They have to have a chin. Which one has a chin? Somebody said, if you have teeth, you have to have a chin.
I couldn't say.
Let me know that answer. I'd appreciate that answer.
All I know is,
what?
When you're supposed to be optimistic, you're supposed to keep your chins up. You know, both of your chins, keep them up. Yep. If you got a double chin, you got to keep both your chins up.
That was the question on the radio.
So David wants to know if anybody out there has been called for jury duty recently.
If you're blind or sighted, have you been called for jury duty? I would be anxious to find out. And, you know, the interesting thing is, I wonder, if you are sighted, would you have a problem with someone who is blind being on jury duty? Of course, I know that blind people are capable of anything that they want to do. And, of course, with accessibility or various techniques, there's no reason why a blind person can't be just as effective as anybody else on the jury. But
David, the only problem I see is when they put those the visuals up for evidence. But maybe they have audio description.
Well, there are people that could describe, and you know, and of course, every person, you know, the judge could say, well, you know, describe this picture or whatever. So. Unless, of course, the jurors are experts on evaluating these pictures, they just get an impression of from them anyway. So it has to go along with other evidence that's going on in the case. So I'm not convinced that a blind person can't be an effective juror in just about every case anyway. I'm sure there's some exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, I think they can. It could be explained, and of course, now here's the thing: it's especially illogical to not accept a blind juror when you've got blind lawyers, you've got blind judges that are out there, and in regular courts, you know, not just administrative law judges, but regular trial judges that are out there that are blind. So it would seem really stupid to not allow a blind juror when you've got blind judges. So,
I think that's very interesting, don't you? Yes, I do.
I would just like to hear what other people's experience has been on it, and their thoughts in general.
What do you think? What do you think? I'm talking to you.
I mean, I know it's easy to just get off and just stay home.
I'm talking to her. It's the one who's not calling the show right now.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No, I wasn't talking. I'm talking to
you
her.
You know my thoughts about
who's
jury
listening
duty.
To the show and not calling in. I'd like to hear from her.
I'm talking or
to
him.
You. I'm talking to you, young lady. Pick up the phone.
That
call.
Feller.
I'm talking to you. Call 407-894-1680. You can call. We're not going to bite you.
Oh, we have a caller.
There you go. I mean, because there are a lot of people who've got something to contribute that have gone through it, and they know.
I would say the reality is how many people really want to go to jury duty anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it for a lot of people, I know the transportation aspect is a hassle.
A lot of
and that's,
different problems.
Exactly.
You have
so
to miss work. And
I mean, and typically, I wouldn't have done it if I wasn't in a situation where I could get there, you know, relatively easy. Of course, now you got Uber and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. So it's not that difficult to get. If you want to contribute and do your part. That's the thing.
I know they don't really want to contribute anything. They just want to sit there and do nothing.
True.
Are we talking about
it's a whole lot easier.
Or the listeners?
just in general.
Not just our listeners, though. It's everybody.
I know. You know.
They just want to.
What do you have, Chris?
All right, we're going to take a journey up 95 southbound, and we're going to make a stop into West Palm Beach, Florida, Palm Beach County, ladies and gentlemen. Men and women, put your hands together for the king and queen themselves, Forrest and Angela.
Oh, okay.
Hi, you guys. Yay!
It's the matzo ball soup man.
Yes, it is. Hey. How you doing?
How you doing?
How's it going, my friends?
All right. We got the answer to that question about chins.
Ah.
About what was that?
The chins.
Oh, the chins. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
How many animals has chins?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with one of them is a human.
No, that's right. I knew. Yeah, they said how many. That was the
and
show.
And the next one is a chimpanzee.
That's what I thought. Michael said.
Okay.
A chimpanzee and an ape. That's what I thought. An ape and
but
chimpanzee.
That's it. Nothing else. Nobody else.
I don't know the answer. I don't know
well,
the answer.
Yeah, sharks have a chin too. You might not be able to see it because it's so long with all the teeth right there. I don't get that close up on them though.
What is it?
He says a shark.
A shark.
I don't get that close up on them to find out.
Folks, this is why we say blind and beyond.
that was too easy with the one answer, a chimpanzee. Right. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Forrest.
Michael Jackson's favorite friend.
Ah.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, does that answer the question?
I guess.
I think so. There could be others though. We'll soon find out.
Somebody will ask Alexa.
This is one that we don't know the answer to. So.
I asked Alexa.
Okay.
Right.
But we will soon find
Thanks
out.
So we have
not
some.
A problem.
Take care, guys. Right. Have a good weekend.
The matzo ball king just said an ape, that's what I thought, and a chimpanzee, which I thought.
So the question that was on
the
table.
It was on a sports show.
How many mammals?
No.
Just animals in general.
Here's a question I want to ask everybody. And they didn't give the answer. He just said, how many animals besides the human have a chin? Which animal has a chin besides a human?
Lions, tigers, and bears.
How do you know they have a chin?
They chew.
Oh, come on. Somebody you know and I know said anybody that has teeth have a chin.
Right.
Alligators, they got a big old chin.
They got a long esophagus, too.
True. I think this is a trick question.
Somebody's got calling in.
Someone's going to bail us out here in
just
a second.
Looking up the chin, the protruding part of the face below the mouth formed by the apex of the lower jaw.
Yes. Don't we have any biologists, professors, something out there that could...
Yeah, we got one on the line now.
I knew it.
Who's the professor?
All the way from Clearwater, right up down over I-4 by way of 75. Let's talk to the one and only Dr. Eugene.
Okay. Professor Eugene.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
According to Alexa, the human is the only people that have a chin.
No kidding.
Apes and gorillas, their jaw slants back, so it's not considered as a chin.
Okay. Wow. Well, I believe you. I will accept that answer. It's being correct.
Yeah.
Well, not an ape and not a gorilla.
Wikipedia and Alexa say so.
But you know what happens if we find out that you're wrong?
Yeah,
we're coming for you.
We're gonna charge you twice what we usually do.
Well, you can hold off. I'll be over there come May. I'll be in Maitland in May.
Oh yeah. Oh, for the convention.
Yeah.
So what's going on in your neck of the woods, Eugene, and with your organization? Anything?
Well, we just had a big our first meeting for the year. We had 53 members, 6 guests, and we did a celebration of birthdays for everybody. Had a 3-quarter sheet cake and only had 2 pieces left.
Somebody was double dipping, it sounds like.
It was 53 people, that's a good turnout.
Well, a 3-quarter sheet cake will feed 60 people.
We had
59, so.
So what events do you have coming up with your group?
Well, let's see, we got a musical we're going to at the end of this month. And then come up in April, we have our cookout where we do hamburgers and hot dogs. The park, and then we have our convention coming up in May, Florida Council of the Blind Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And then in June we have an ice cream social, and then in August we have our pizza party and auction.
Wow! So if anybody's listening, why don't you give them a shout out? How they could reach you if they're interested?
Well, reach me by calling 727-420-9128 or email at ragmanfl@gmail.com.
And you're the president of the group, right?
President of the Pinellas Council of the Blind, yes.
There you go.
Hey, the hot dogs and hamburgers, that sounded good. You say that's in April?
That's April, yes, the third Saturday in April.
I can start making my plans right now then.
Yeah.
Well,
I better eat something between now and then.
Greg will be here over here for it, and he'll be playing his guitar and singing.
Who's that? Oh, Greg.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
That would be nice to hear him.
Yep. And between Greg and me, we're looking at trying to get Beat Baseball over here.
Oh.
Wow.
Greg's got the equipment, and I know somebody that might be able to get us a ball field, so we're working on that.
That would be great.
That would be
does that luck. Mean does that mean your team would be playing against the Braille Bandits?
Yeah.
The Braille Club Bandits?
Well, if we can get a team together, I'm going to challenge the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department, the Clearwater Police, the Largo Police, and any other police or law enforcement agencies around the area.
Wow.
And use it as a fundraiser.
That's a good idea.
You're going to challenge them to play you, you say?
Yeah.
Do they have to do it blindfolded or what?
They have to wear blindfolds, so, you know.
Nice.
I'm sure you'll get a lot of participation in that.
Yep, I bet you will, too.
Probably will.
Well, definitely keep us updated on that, too. That'll be cool.
I'll send a list of what's going on with our council to Mike and Lynn.
Okay.
So. Sounds good.
All right, y'all take care.
You too, Eugene. Thank you.
That was Eugene.
See you, man. Thank you.
So 2 minutes to the top of the hour, gentlemen.
Very, very good. Don't forget, 407-894-1680 is
sure?
the number.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Okay. 407-894-1680.
Did that good.
And we hope that you stay tuned until we come back after the top of the hour. We have Sarah Hinkson, who will be calling in from Keystone Association for the Blind in Pennsylvania.
She's got some jobs up there, I believe.
Yeah, Sarah is actually legally blind, and she's going to tell you all about Keystone. And then we have our friend Elizabeth Kelly, who will be calling in from Best Bets Travel. So if you have any travel plans on the horizon, you better call Elizabeth. We're counting on you. So that's
very
what's
nice.
Going on during the second hour. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Blind and Beyond. That's right.
Talk about the bridge. We are the bridge. You forgot all about that, Mike.
No, I never forget.
We're the rusty bridge between.
I never forget about the
we're
bridge.
We're like that swinging bridge you hear about.
Oh, my gosh.
The question is scary.
Those are scary. I would never go on one of those.
I have been on them. They are scary.
This is a permanent bridge.
Wait a minute. I saw a picture of you and Brenda on
that's
one of
right.
those bridges. Where was that? Scotland? Or
I think we were in Vancouver or something.
Oh, that's where it was?
I forget.
I could
See,
not
now,
believe
you were on,
it.
You were on the bridge with a blind man and a sighted woman. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to the top.
We're going
to
break. Don't go away. We'll be right back in the second hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We got some important stuff to tell you next hour.
That's yep. right.
Important.
407-894-1680. Call in next hour. Looking forward to it. Going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.